his old LGO.
Good morning.
I got friends that know how to.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, February 8th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. Nancy Pelosi speaks for 8+ hours on the House floor. And cake prosecutions reach the Supreme Court and so on and so on. Lots of just turmoil and chaos, you know, which all kind of folds into the propaganda and love narrative that I've discussed all week, beginning with propaganda and focusing specifically, drawing from the book, The Hidden Persuaders, and transitioning yesterday, well, late Tuesday and all day yesterday, to the subject of love. Really, there was kind of a spot there where I got off on a bit of a tangent dealing with the subject of Wahhabism, because there are folks who say, erroneously, mind you, that all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. And that's just not true. As I said yesterday, that's as false as saying all Christians are not Ku Klux Klan members, but all Klan members are Christians. That's just not true. And the error is in not recognizing or understanding the conflating of terms. And so in the same sense that I would not call a Ku Klux Klan member a Christian, I would not also call a Wahhabi or Salafi or Deobandi terrorist a Muslim. And people will say, well, you know, the Quran calls for lots of different things, violence against some. And my first question would be, well, like Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, do you have your own copy? Have you gotten your own copy of the Quran and read it for yourself? Or are you relying on propagandists to and social engineers to feed you certain passages to foment your ire? Because that's obviously a dangerous practice. Now, you could make the same argument and say, well, you know, there are certain groups who call themselves Christian who point to certain passages in the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, and use those passages as a justification for all kinds of awful, evil things, including to the exclusion of Jesus' own words. You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but today I give you a new commandment, love your enemy. So what of that? How can we exclude those passages? So the point is, that perspective is one that is fed to the American public, a certain contingent, a certain demographic of the American public, again, to balkanize folks, to divide us among ourselves. And that is a reprehensible thing to do, and yet it's being done. So I go back to those words of Robin Cook in his 2005 article, in which he pointed out that while the title of the article, The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means, really kind of says it all. And again, this was the day after the London 7/7 bombings. I wish that the article did a better job of pointing out that there's always an intelligence community, a clandestine element of foreknowledge, which gets back to, as Patrick Henningsen and crew over at 21st Century Wire put it, the known wolf phenomenon. These so-called lone wolves are always known to intelligence and law enforcement officials. And that's a fact that we usually hear a little bit later. It's kind of subsided lately because folks like Patrick Henningsen and folks on this network will point to that. It's curious, isn't it? They knew, but they didn't know he was on their radar, but not on their radar at that time, and how convenient. Basically, this person's an asset. I mean, this is a phenomenon that's not new. And I have been saying, one of the best ways to make all of this stop is every time something happens, especially if someone was known to these agencies, then some part of a program, and more specifically funding for said program, goes away. If you're, as the Bible says, he who is faithful with little will be faithful in much. So if you have this massive budget and you can't get the job done with billions and billions of dollars, like the FBI with its network of 15,000 plus informants across the country spying on mosques and things. And I mentioned the NYPD story the other day, the NYPD's secret New York court considers granting NYPD Cold War secrecy over alleged surveillance of Muslims. That was the Independent a couple of days ago. And, as I've been saying, in the Third World War that's being fomented, the Muslims are the new Jews. In this round of theater, in this, what do you call it? When you have an intermission, the next act. So the next act is World War III, and America is the new Nazi Germany, the fascist regime that is kind of the major incubator of this virulent ideology and, the market state or the market security state apparatus. This is the incubator. And as the book, The Union Jack, points out in the prologue, America is also the incubator of this neo-Christianity or neo-Orthodox Christianity. It's not Christianity, really. It's a counterfeit. And the same kind of counterfeit that, again, speaking of conflating, the world is conflating that counterfeit along with the counterfeit that Albert Pike wrote of in his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871. It's the same counterfeit that is presumed to be the authentic, which it is not. So again, conflating these terms, and this is a very diabolical and insidious logical fallacy that persists in our society. And it's not new, of course, but it's very effective. You conflate terms, use them synonymously, and in this case, well, in the case of the Muslim confusion, conflating regular, ordinary Muslims, Sunni and Shia Muslims, for example, with Sunni in particular, in this case, with the Wahhabi, Salafi, and Diobandi terrorists, conflating those two is an error. And then, of course, the ordinary Muslims get blamed for the or lumped in with the terrorist behavior. Well, we don't know. Maybe they could turn at any moment is kind of what we hear. We never know. You know, they could be like what are the little things called? They could turn into a gremlin at any time. You never know, which is patently false. You don't have that. That doesn't happen. What happens is the intelligence community uses social media to find either that or the mosques that they have their imams planted at with all of their informants kind of satellite, you know, circulating around these mosques. And also social media, as I said, they use those tools to identify potential recruits who are usually mentally challenged people. Low IQ with schizoaffective disorder, have trouble distinguishing from between reality and fantasy. And that's why you see events like, the Virginia Tech shooter comes to mind. Sung-hee Cho, whose anti-hero alter ego was Ishmael Axe. It's very cartoonish. This is what we see happening. And these people, you don't hear much about that these days because it's obviously cartoonish. But that's who is identified by the FBI, for example, here in the States. And they recruit these folks and script a Hollywood style ending. You will recall from Trevor Aronson's TED Talk that we play on a regular basis here that, for example, the FBI helped Sammy Osmakosh make his martyrdom video. The FBI filmed it for him and gave him all kinds of tools and, you know, cash, and gave him the plot. Everything is fed to these poor, hapless, unwitting, mentally challenged folks. Again, as Trevor Aronson described in his TED Talk, according to the unsealed court documents, the judge described Sammy Osmakosh as a retarded fool who didn't have a pot to piss in. How does a guy like that come up with a terrorist plot? No means, no motive, no opportunity until the FBI comes along. And that's what these defense attorneys argue in every case. This guy was entrapment. He had no means, no motive, no opportunity. Wasn't thinking about this. You know, James Cromedy, same thing. James Cromedy loses his job at Walmart and says, well, you know, I got to get another job. Along comes an FBI informant and says, hey, brother, I bet, you know, I could find $250,000 if you want to bomb a mosque. I bet I could find some Stinger missiles too. Cromedy says, well, I lost my job at Walmart, so I could use the money. Sure, why not? Department of Justice says, gotcha. You're going to spend decades in prison for something that he didn't even do, by the way. The Intercept has done a good job of documenting numerous cases. Trevor Aronson, in particular, has been doing some great work along those lines, I would say, over at The Intercept. This should be common knowledge in America. So that's why I took a moment to address that. You know, speaking of love and the way that propaganda is really preying on the American psyche to encourage or foment the belief that lawlessness is on the rise, and therefore, like I was saying yesterday, love, you know, the love of many will grow cold, as Jesus said, Matthew 24:12. And I realize that's that's a nuanced explanation of Matthew 24:12. I realize that. And I'm not saying that's a complete description. I'm just saying that's a subcontext, perhaps, of what's happening. In other words, the medium of mainstream media and the press is being used to shape people's perception. And that's not a surprise. We know that, right? I mean, most people who have done any research know that watching television, especially certain programs, and there are programs, the way that they do certain things, I mean, you'll notice the comic book, you know, the Marvel and DC movies, for example, always start with that rapid flicker of information, kind of like flipping through a comic book. You know, the pages go faster and faster and faster, and then all of a sudden it slows down because it puts most people in a hypnotic alpha state. And the idea is to throw in some propaganda. It doesn't even have to be subliminal anymore, per se, because our minds are so weakened, so crippled. So you throw some of that in, and the idea is to bypass the frontal lobe, to go directly to the limbic system, you know, to bypass your conscience, basically, and to program you directly. And this is something that Hollywood and science and, you know, government, NGOs and NPOs have been working together on. We've played the entire documentary Suitology on this broadcast, talking about how Hollywood is working with scientists to figure out how to do that. They call it immersive entertainment. And the basic premise of the immersive concept is, how can we just immediately and always bypass your frontal lobe and just drive this information right into your subconscious directly? Which doesn't sound like a good thing to me, but who am I? Controlling the citizen, you know, in very Orwellian fashion, controlling every aspect of life, of thought, of action, from womb to grave. And even that 6 inches from ear to ear that you think is your own, that is under attack these days directly. So anyway, we definitely need to focus more on love. We definitely, as Robin Cook pointed out, we need to focus more on our common ground. As he put it, the danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds that original error. Look what happened, what's happening in Syria. Excuse me. So long as the struggle against terrorism is conceived as a war that can be won by military means, it is doomed to fail. The more the West emphasizes confrontation, the more it silences moderate voices in the Muslim world who want to speak up for cooperation. Success will only come from isolating the terrorists. Is that happening? Isolating the terrorists and denying them support, funds, and recruits, which means focusing more on our common ground with the Muslim world than what divides us. No, that's not happening. What is happening is the agreement to allow folks to fly between Saudi Arabia and Israel. These are the two primary conspirators, along with, you know, others like the United States government, intel services, and etc. partners. Saudi Arabia and Israel now are saying, hey, people can fly back and forth. But, you know, look at, again, as I've mentioned before, the UN Human Rights Council says that both Israel and Saudi Arabia are the worst offenders on the planet, not just in the Middle East. Worse than North Korea, even. The worst offenders in terms of human rights violations. And these are our dearest allies in the region. Imagine that. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome back. All kinds of crazy stuff in the headlines. So the Muslim issue, everyone should know how this works. You know, you hear these crazy stories. And I always ask when someone says such and such place is, it's going full Muslim, for example, or something like that. I always ask, you know, have you seen this personally? And I've only heard yes one time. And even that one time was sort of questionable. So there's no doubt the press is a part of a mechanism that is shaping public opinion and thought, which gets back to the point of those three ways to influence people and behavior. You know, the human nature, which you can't do much about, their ideas and those basic choices, which are a subset of the second, and the way that those two are preyed upon. You know, you folks who listen to this network may recall years ago, Alan Watt was talking about how society used to change more slowly, you know, take about a generation, maybe 25 years or so, for certain changes to be enacted. Then it was down to around 10 years, then it was 7 or 8, and then 5. And now this kind of folding together of these two issues, working on your ideas, using in America primarily these cultural Marxists and the talking points, you know, this feigned moral outrage and all that kind of nonsense, to really bully people into submission as a means of working on your day-to-day decision making, to get you to change your decision making. And really, one of the biggest targets of all of this, I mean, you have a few primary targets. You have the family, and specifically husband and wife. You know, now we have these weird talking points. We went through homosexuality. You can't call it that. You have to call them, you know, gay or whatever, but it's homosexuality. And even that now is being considered hate speech, which is weird. So now we've gone through that through to these weird terms like non-gender binary nonsense and dozens and dozens of ways that people want to identify or describe themselves, which is not reality. I mean, it's just simply not. And of course, people that want to make it a reality through whatever means of adulterating nature and reality, you know, surgeries and different things, that lends itself to transhumanism and what comes next, which is posthumanism. Then all of this basically lets us know that we're getting close to the end of this show, so to speak. We're into the World War III act after a brief intermission, and now we're headed toward posthumanism, which by definition means after humanism. So this is why I say Romans 11:25 comes to mind. There is, the Bible speaks of an event. 2 Peter 3 in particular talks about a, you know, another ark type situation, another flood. It's the world will be destroyed, this time by fire, not by water. And in Romans, Paul writes of a kind of a curious thing that I would call the second ark. It's an ark moment. Romans 11:25 in the 1995 Lachman NASB. Actually, I don't have it in front of me. The NASB, the contemporary NASB reads, "For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." Well, what does that mean, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in? So a partial hardening has happened to Israel. That's interesting. And God's context here for Israel is different than the world's, by the way. This Israel is real. Ha ha. But this is Jacob's descendants. The adopted name of Jacob, including his descendants, that's Israel, according to the Hebrew. You know, if you go to Strong's G2474 and look it up, it's Jacob and his descendants, not a Zionist Rothschild creation. But I digress. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back. More out of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
First hour already this Thursday, February 8th, 2018. And I want to get into some stories. So, you know, just to kind of finish that thought, I suppose, you can see what's happening. You, again, conflating terms. You know, the biblical Israel is Jacob and Jacob's descendants. That's a fact. And the more we go along in this post-truth era, the more we seem to just kind of be, I don't know, facts and logic, truth is being eviscerated in this society. You know, you hear that message in the breaks about RBN and a call to action, and your support is greatly appreciated in that regard. If this society, I've said this before, I'll say it again, if this society really valued truth and justice the way that it is sort of in ways led to believe, we're Americans, you know, we believe in spreading freedom and democracy, except we need to define terms, because nation building is terrorism by definition. But, you know, if this country and this society really valued things like truth and justice and righteousness the way that we think we do, we would have, you know, every city, every county, every state would have Plato's and Socrates and, you know, great thinkers that history would remember throughout the ages. We would have the Google Alexandria project, for example, where Google would be digitizing every book ever written, and people would be able to go through those and use certain tools to highlight certain sections, and folks could bookmark those highlights. You know, you could follow certain people, certain great thinkers who have gone through books, and there'd be a Google Congressional Record Project, same thing. You know, all of the Congressional Record digitized in a format that people could bookmark, and folks could follow people bookmarking. Wow, look at what this person found in the Congressional Record. You could create collections of things. The tools are readily available to do that. And it's interesting that, you know, one of the stories I saw yesterday, I think, IO9 story, a $500 PC and an AI did a way better job erasing Henry Cavill's Justice League mustache than expensive VFX. And they have the comparison side by side of two images, you know, of Henry Cavill's face as Superman, and he had a mustache, obviously, because he couldn't shave it during the film's reshoots. But on the left, they have the studio's $300 million budget version of erasing Henry Cavill's mustache. And on the right, $500 used computer with AI. So, and then, you know, same thing, left and right comparisons of, you know, face swaps. And I've talked about how NVIDIA has their GAN, their generative adversarial network, where basically they're creating these images. AI creates competing images to see which one can fool it and users most effectively. In this case, in erasing a mustache. And so, you know, and there are other stories. I mean, I don't even want to mention. It's interesting how a lot of what's happening, it seems like more and more what's happening, I don't even want to mention on the air. You know, what has been happening, for example, with AI creating videos using celebrity faces. That's about all I want to say about that. You can't even talk about this stuff anymore. This is America. What is happening in this society? I ask rhetorically. So a $500 used computer and artificial intelligence can accomplish more effectively than, you know, in this case, the writer of the article, Andrew Lazuski, uses the example of a $300 million studio budget. All of that, of course, didn't go to the VFX, but to make the point, it's more than a $500 used computer and AI. So we have these kinds of tools. You know, we hear from the technocrats that zero marginal cost is a thing. Technology can help us automate things in unprecedented sort of ways. You know, we've written all this code. We've built this technology. Now, zero marginal cost is in view. It's on the horizon. In other words, we can do things leveraging technology, harnessing technology that cost effectively nothing or next to nothing. In this case, you know, with the image of Henry Cavill's mustache being erased, it's a fraction of the cost of what you might think. So back to the point, if this society valued the things we say we value, we could create these unprecedented resources. I mean, things that history would only dream of. You know, again, the Alexandria Library digitized, available to anybody and you could follow folks, you know, great minds, great thinkers who have bookmarked things, but you don't see any of that. In fact, you see the opposite of that. Why isn't the congressional record digitized? And why aren't we all encouraged to dig through it and follow, or maybe follow folks who take the time to dig through it? We're not, are we? No one's talking about that. Which is incredibly unfortunate. It shows us what the signs of the times are. So the real point that here is, if we valued the things we sort of kind of espouse, sort of think we value and believe, then this network, RBN, would be the CNN. You know, there's no doubt that, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I could do a better job. There's no doubt. I'd like to think that if I had the kind of resources at my disposal that a CNN has, you know, someone like Anderson Cooper, for example, or, you know, any number of folks at CNN, Wolf Blitzer, et cetera, or, you know, MSNBC, if this broadcast was, you know, if we had the resources of Joe Scarborough's broadcast, no one's ever been found dead in my office, to my knowledge. So that's, you know, it's interesting how that program continues and no one asks a question about that. But I digress. You know, if this broadcast had those kinds of resources, I hope that I would do a better job, and, you know, we would have a team of people that could do research. As it stands, I'm just one guy, and hopefully, you know, more often than not, tending in the direction that the Holy Spirit leads. That's the general premise of this broadcast anyway, to try to help inform you, the listener, in a meaningful sort of way, and it's sort of cathartic. But, you know, if we did value the things we think we do, this network would be the CNN of the country, and networks like it. Hopefully that makes sense. You know, this is a beacon of light and freedom. Where's the rest? I mean, I'm not aware of, and you know, I don't know everyone, but I'm not aware of CIA operatives on this network. And NBC just hired John Brennan, didn't they? I mean, it's getting to the point now, you know, the former director of the CIA, not just an agent, you know, programming directly from the CIA. Wasn't that one of the, what was the headline? I mentioned that recently. This was interesting too. Speaking of CNN, I didn't mention this, but this CNN story, former CIA analysts, we can't trust Devin Nunes. Yeah, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? I mean, of course, it kind of goes without saying, a little joke. Anyway, the RT headline is what I'm talking about. News directly from the CIA, ex-director Brennan hired by NBC. 2 days ago. So we're not even hiding it now. You know, RT is a known state propaganda outlet. Is that what we're going to call NBC now? A known state propaganda outlet? That's what we should call CNN, CIA News Network. So more and more, this is what's happening. You know, there was the curious story about Roger Ailes recently. And speaking of Roger Ailes, almost 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half, the CNN story, FBI releases files on Roger Ailes and former Putin aide found dead in hotel room. That's an interesting story, but, you know, the kind of, as the story goes, Roger Ailes was at certain points a known intelligence asset as well. According to the story, 114 pages relating to Ailes date back to 1969 when the FBI conducted a, quote, special inquiry on Ailes for his employment in the White House as a political advisor to President Richard Nixon. The inquiry includes information about Ailes' early life, family background, education, and professional experience. The report includes many positive references from friends, neighbors, professors, etc. Skipping forward, in 1988, the FBI conducted an expanded name check, quote-unquote, on Ailes, which revealed that on November 10, 1974, he had been arrested by the New York City Police Department for illegally carrying a handgun, which is a Class D felony charge of possession of a weapon, bomb/silencer. According to Gabriel Sherman, in his biography of Ailes, titled The Loudest Voice in the Room, Ailes had been concerned about his safety at the time. Why? And that, you know, gets into a pattern or a history of dealing with the intelligence community. Anyway, interesting stuff. So this network is different. This network is what I understand journalism used to be. We try to figure out what the heck's going on in the world, and then we inform the listener about it. There was a plot. John Ruskin had an idea, and some guys, including Cecil Rhodes, thought it was a good idea, and they formed some clubs, and they started wars to control the world, and they used central banking to swoop in after they had degraded economies to basically steal the assets and resources of countries to control them through central banking. For what purpose? You know, uniting the world in a very satanic sort of plot. That happened. It is happening. So we try to find out what's going on and inform you, the listener. That is what should be happening on these large networks that millions of people watch. But it's not, is it? It's propaganda. And so we have to sift through all of that. And it's very, you know, with the advent of technology now, it's becoming even more difficult because of the redundancy of message, so to speak, the echo chamber. It's becoming more difficult to sift through all of that. It's you have to be even more discerning. So you would think if we – the point is you would think if we really value what we say we value in this society that this network would be a sort of venerated network. It would be on all of the cable providers. It would be the go-to channel, because it's becoming more difficult, in William Milton Bill Cooper's words, to listen to everyone, read everything, and believe nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. The echo chamber is a way to wear people out in Vladislav Surkov sort of fashion. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. I mean, truly, this should be the, well, I would say, you know, this should be the most trusted name in news or network in news, you know. And with those kinds of resources, I dare say, with the information that people have, the perspective that people have on this network, I dare say we would do a better job than just propagandizing the American people. How many of these talking heads actually go out and do their own research instead of have a team of folks do research for them? How many sources are they corroborating, especially at certain networks and certain broadcasts? You know, most of what we see is post-truth propaganda, really, is kind of how I would categorize it. Anyway, that's probably enough of a diatribe. I want to get into some of the headlines of the day, for whatever it's worth. Crazy stories that, you know, the CNN headline, judge rules California baker doesn't have to make wedding cake for same-sex couple. You know, that's a story that's circulating now. And guess what? Timing is everything, isn't it? The damage is already done. And we've all but forgotten about that. The damage is done. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You know, briefly, here's an example of what I'm talking about. A story by Yochi Driesen, published today over at Vox, titled "Here's What War with North Korea Would Look Like." Clearly propaganda. Where did Yochi Driesen get all of these images? These fantastic images. This is a really long article, too. I dare say if we had these kinds of resources at RBN, we would be dangerous for the cause of freedom, so to speak. Not that RBN isn't, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. That's a long article with several impressive images that are credited to Vox, and a video even. But it's, you know, there's one image. I see one that's credited to BBC, Matt Box and BBC. But a few of them are, several of them are Vox images. Another one's AP. Most are Vox, though. And they've had a certain filter treatment, probably in Photoshop, that makes them, you know, gives them continuity for the story. And it's a sort of noir-esque filter, I would imagine. So where are the resources for this? And speaking of resources, it's interesting, you know, Donald Trump's talking about having a military parade. First of all, who has a military parade? Dictators around the world, that's who. That's weird, which gets back to my point about World War III, and who knows, maybe he'll be up for Time Man of the Year, or and maybe he'll even win a Nobel Peace Prize. Who knows? But speaking of that, you know, there are certain people who are outraged. It might, you know, the cost might go into the millions of dollars. Well, speaking of that, I thought about, we haven't played it yet, but there was the FBI 6-minute video. The FBI ran the story back on January 17th about the security.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.